This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's largest teachers union has filed a lawsuit saying the Woodland Park School District has chilled free speech and violated open meetings laws. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine.
The federal lawsuit alleges the district's policy banning educators from talking to the media without the superintendent's prior approval violates the First Amendment. It says the policy was also crafted in secret. The suit also alleges that the district forced teachers to become members of PACE, a local nonprofit that describes itself as non-union. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
A new program at Colorado Mountain College's Aspen campus promotes sustainable clothing design and manufacturing. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
CMC Aspen's new soft goods manufacturing program doesn't just focus on making outdoor clothing, but refurbishing and rewearing clothes. The Aspen Times reports the program aims to put garments back into the supply chain instead of the landfill. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The recent installation of three historical markers in what was once Denver's Chinatown will be celebrated this weekend with a block party. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
On Saturday, there will be a block party at the intersection of Lawrence and 19th to celebrate the replacement of an inaccurate plaque with three new historical markers. One honors Look Young, a Chinese man hanged in a riot in 1880. The old plaque was on 20th Street near Blake in Denver. It was removed last year and is now in storage at History Colorado. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.